The last time the global economy plunged into a depression, many wiped-out banking executives took the plunge themselves right out the windows of their Wall Street high-rise towers. Now it's happening again. As the stocks plummet week after week, and now less wealthy executives ask the U.S. Congress to jump with them over a $700 billion cliff, word comes that a banker in England has jumped in front of a train. New England-born Mr. Stevenson, who owned a 3.6 million pound, five-story house in Chelsea, England, and a retreat in the West Country, was the chief operating officer of Ollivant Advisors. Last year, these guys tried to buy a 15% stake worth over 1 billion pounds in a bank called Northern Rock before the bank was nationalized. After eating breakfast on Thursday, Mr. Stevenson drove to Taplow Station, left his car in the lot, and crossed the bridge over the main First Great Western Plymouth and Paddington line. Out of view of passengers, he is then said by witnesses to have leapt in front of a high-speed train.
Unfortunately, there were also some serious negative consequences, particularly in the housing market.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Bush. Some of those adverse consequences were foreclosures and people ending up homeless. Why can't all the rest of those greedy pigs on Wall Street who want the U.S. Congress to jump with them over that $700 billion cliff do things right? They all enjoyed a huge party for themselves, making billions as home prices soared along with the value of their investments. Why should Main Street have to hold Wall Street's hands? Unlike Mr. Stevenson, they jump out the economic window and try to take Main Street down with them. If you're hearing this from Congress, vote no on the bailout. In 1929, the bankers jumped out the windows themselves. Now they're trying to push the rest of us out the window on Capitol Hill. So if you're a congressman or a senator, vote no!